So yeah, we're on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and we're going to begin 2, 4, 6 lines down. 6 lines down in Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Let's just kind of go over this again and make sure we have this clear. We were in the first case of the Mishnah. We've been discussing 10 or 11 chumras, which we find the Kachim have over and above Truma. And number one on the list was Matbilon Kalim Besech Kalim. We will allow to be matbil one keli inside another one when it comes to using the kelim for the sake of truma, but not for the sake of kachim. And we had a machlekes between Rabbi Ila and Rava pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Ila said the concern over here is because of potential chatzitza, that if you have one keli and it's going to weigh down inside onto the other keli, it's going to cause a potential chatzitza, certainly for the new smaller keli which is going inside, and possibly also for the larger one if they came in together at the same time. And that's the reason why the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do it. And we will see if so, if there's a genuine concern. So why are we not concerned for truma? Why do we say when it comes to using these kelim for truma we're not concerned, and only when it comes to kachim? But that was reason number one of Rav Ila. And therefore, it has to do with chatzitza, which is like case number 5. And Rabbi Ila says, you're right, and it's not really 11 chumras, it's actually only 10 chumras, because 1 and 5 is the same. Rava disagreed, and Rava on Chafal Thamadbeis said, no, case number 5 has to do with chatzitza, must be case number 1 is not because of chatzitza. And the reason why you're not allowed to be matbil keli b'sech keli is because of a gzeira. If we allow you to be matbil keli b'sech keli, then you might come to be matbil inside a keli with a very narrow spout. And the other concern is that there's not enough of a connection between the mayim inside the keli and the actual mikvah, because there is a minimum requirement of kishvei feres hanoid, which we said is somewhere between 1.5 to 3 inches, and therefore that's the reason why we don't want you to do it. And in Echanami, nothing to do with chatzitza, and according to Rava, there are 11 milas over here, and so on. So that is the machlekes which we saw between Rabbi Ila and Rava. So let's see again from 6 lines down. The Gemara says, "Ma yikabein de Rava leder Rabbi Ila," meaning at the end of the day, Chav Beis Amud Aleph, 6 lines down. So the Gemara says, "Ma yikabein de Rava leder Rabbi Ila." I mean, what is the practical difference between the two? In other words, they both learn halach l'alaisi, you're not allowed to be matbil one keli inside another keli for kachim, and you can for truma. So what is the practical, what will the practical difference be between Rav and Rabbi Ila? Says the Gemara, Yikibinayu sal v'gagusni. If you have a very large open kelim, you've got big baskets which are very wide, and the opening is wide. In other words, some kelim, the opening becomes more and more narrow as it goes up. Whereas the sal and gagusni, these are kelim which are psuchim, and there's no concern that if you're matbil inside these types of kelim, that perhaps you won't have the requisite shear of a shvefer sanaid to make a chibur between the mayim on the inside and the mayim on the outside. That will be the practical difference between the two. So according to Rav Ila, who says the reason why you can't do it is because of chatzitza, so even in this case, if you have a wide outer keli and another keli which goes inside, there still is that concern of chatzitza. So lemandar mishum chatzitza ika, whereas so leka. Some take out this next line, leka, meaning being that it's such a wide keli, so we're not concerned. We're not concerned, which is interesting. So again, let's just first speak it out. We're saying the nafkamina between Rabbi Ila and Rava will be if a person has an outer keli which is very wide, can you be matbil a smaller keli inside, even for the sake of kodesh? And some actually add that into the girsa. That will be the nafkamina. I mean, according to Rabu, says the reason of the Mishnah why ein matbilin kelim b'sech kelim for kodesh is because of the concern that maybe you might be matpil inside a keli with a narrow spout, and there isn't going to be the shear of shofar sanai. But if it's a big wide keli, then it's fine, there's no concern. Which sounds like is interesting, because usually when Chazal make gzeiros, we don't say, oh, well, this is a larger keli, and therefore we don't have to be concerned. Usually when we make a gzeira, we make a gzeira. We don't say, we're saying that don't be matpil inside a regular keli, another keli, to use for kachim, because you might end up being matpil in a keli which is quite narrow. Now, if gemina will be if it's very big. I mean, I don't know, usually once they make a gzeira, they make it categorically. They don't differentiate between exactly the size, unless you say Sal and Gagusni. You know, these are types of kalim which, but this is what some Rishonim do stress, and maybe that's the reason why, because they're bothered with this. These are types of kalim which somehow the very nature of the keli lends itself to having an opening which is just as wide as the base. Meaning, to the extent that you want to just schlep as much as possible in the Sal, so you want to have, if it becomes narrow as it goes up, so then it's going to diminish the content, and you don't want that. You want to be able to schlep as much as possible. You have a box, so a box, you want a box where the walls are just as big and just as wide as the base. So maybe that's considered almost like a different type of keli, and therefore you wouldn't say lay plug chachamim betakanasim, and so on. So that will be the nafkamina between the two. Good. Says the Gemara, Vaz the Rav al-Tameh. So Rav, who says Pshat in the Mishnah, is because we're concerned that you might come to be matpil one keli inside a narrow keli. Dama Rava, Salve Gagusni, Shemilan Kalin, Vitbilan, Tahirim. Some of the gears, Afla Kodesh. I mean, Rav Taka says, but if it's in a Sal and a Gagusni, great big baskets, wide kalim, where the opening is just as wide as the base, there's no din of the Mishnah, and you can be matpil kalim self kalim, and again, as we mentioned, some of the gears are afla kodesh. Fine. So far in this Mishnah, we've mentioned 10 or 11 chumras, Rav Ila's reason, Rava's reason, and then Afkamina. Now the Gemara just says another similar din, or another din which has to do with Salve Gagusni, or Mikvah Shecholkoi B'Salve Gagusni, Hatevel Shamatli Olsa Lai Tzvila. Meaning, if a person has a basket, a Gagusni, which seems to be some type of a basket or a container which is made up of lots of string or thread or wicker or whatever it is, where there's lots of tiny little holes, and you take that material and you split a mikveh which has our bayim saw with the salver gagusni, so you've got two small mikvehs of 20 saw on either side, a mikveh shecholkei b'salver gagusni, hatevel sham lay also lay tefillah. If a keli, let's say, or whatever it is, goes into this mikveh to try and be matir, lay also lay tefillah, the tefillah is no good. Rashi says, "Lay also lay tefillah about 10 lines down." Shasan kebeis mikvoyis vein shir lebizev lebizeh. Alfal pi shamayim mechabrin bein avir hanitzarim ein zechibur. So you've got a connection of the water between the wicker basket, which is in the middle, which divides it up, but that is not sufficient. It's not large enough, and it's not good. Says the Gemara, "Daha ara kula chalchule mechalchala." Because when you think about it, the land itself is porous. The land itself has tiny little holes in it. And in theory, if you have, let's use the example of a small puddle. We'll see something slightly different in Rashi, which is going to be Shver. But let's use the example. If you have a small puddle, and the small puddle doesn't have our bayim saw. So we don't say, well, there's very, very, very small holes in the ground which ultimately connect that to some other source of mayim, and therefore we should say that there's a connection. And there are obviously tiny holes. You see, there's a requirement. He said, "Mem sa b'makam echad." What's called b'makam echad? When the mayim is mechuber to itself. But if you've got a wicker basket with very small holes, which breaks it up, slices it down the middle, it's no good. So Rashi says, there's one word in Rashi which is a little bit difficult to understand. Rashi says, the ha'ara kula mechalchala. V'amayim ha'noivim kan boyim minar gadol. So the water which is flowing over here, it ultimately comes and is connected and emanates from a big river. We still don't treat it as if it's attached. So the Tesis Rid is bothered with the word noivin. Nevia usually has a connotation of some type of a natural body of water, a spring, a river, and so on. And if it's Zeichlin, you don't necessarily need Arbayim Saw. You don't need Arbayim Saw. So why would Rashi give the example of Mayim, which has a Nevia in it, which has a flow, as in Mayim, which is Metar B'Zeichlin, which doesn't need Arbayim Saw? Surely Rashi should have used an example of a puddle, which is not some type of a Mayim with a spring. Okay, but that's a parenthetical local Ha'ar on the Sikh. Fine, good.
A body of kosher water, it's connected to various bodies of non-kosher water, and therefore they would parcel it by the same token.
Well, I don't know if they would necessarily parcel it. I mean, if you have mayim which is connected and it's mechuber to something which kashers it, even if it's mechuber to something to mayim shuvin, that's not going to parcel it. So you know, as long as it's connected to something which is, you have some type of a connection, a hashaka or something, to mayim which has a shei mikvah, that would kasher the whole thing usually. Fine. Okay. Good. Now says the Gemara, is vahani mili. So if you read the Gemara straight, it's not so clear what this vahani mili is going back on. Rashi says, the honey mealy, hod amarina and hamatba kli shein befiv kishve feres hanoid tzmeim bekli tahar shloihaya hakli hachitz and sarach lahatba. So we're kind of going back to the basic pshat of Rava. Rava says, you want to know what's pshat in the first mila of the Mishnah? Don't be matbil kli b'sech kli for kodshim. The reason why is because we're concerned you might be matbil Machten and Sineris in a cliche in Befiv Kishuferes Anoidin. It's very narrow and there's not enough of a chibur between the mayim inside the kli and the mikvah. When do we say that it's a problem? The hani mili bekli tahar. If I have a kli which is tahar, I put my little needles inside it because I don't want to go ahead and be matpil 100 needles in this mikvah. What if I lose them? What if they fall out? So I take a keli. It happens to be tahar. I put my tummy needles inside. I submerge it within the main mikvah. On that, says Rava, it's no good because there's not enough of a chibor between the mayim inside and the main mikvah. When is that a problem? Zakti Gemar Vani Mili, Bekli Tahar, Avo Bekli Tamei. But if the keli, the larger keli, which happens to have a narrow spout, Avo Bekli Tamei, Migu de salka tefila lekule gufe de mana salka lunami lekelim de isbe. We say migu, that the mayim enveloped the keli which was tamei, so therefore it has the ability to be matar and to be mala the kelim inside it. As he says, Migu de salka tefila legufa shal keli li tahir toichai. In Labaisa, it is being matar the inside of the keli. It is being matar the inside of it. Al yidei mayim hanichnasim derech piv. Meaning, and there is a requirement. And like, let's say, if a person wants to be matpil a bottle, it's insufficient to just put the bottle in bottom up, upside down, because the water is not going to go inside. You have to submerge it in a way that the water comes inside the opening of the bottle. That's what Rashi says. Litar teich al yidei mayim hanichnasim derech piv deketumas dekin tarase salken nami tzvila lekelim shubaseichai. So if the mayim is able to be metaher the inside of the bottle which was tameh inside of the keli, then it's also able to be metaher the things inside the keli. This is the migu de salken tzvila lekulei gufei. The mana salkalinami lekelim de isbe. This nan, because we have a Mishnah in the Mikvois, kelim shemilon kelim. of the Hitbilan, Harele Tyrim, if you have Kalim, and you fill them up with other Kalim, then they are Tahirim. And the next line is unclear what it means. Le Tavau. And if you were not Tavau, Maim HaMuravim Ad Shu Muravim Kishveferes Hanoit, then the waters which are mixing, there's a requirement of Kishveferes Hanoit. The Gemara says, Maika Amar, Im Le Tavau. What does this last phrase mean? The Im Le Tavau. And if you're not Tavau, then the waters inside which are mixing, what does this mean? Achi Gamar. But if you don't need to be matzbil the kli is tahar, and therefore we cannot say migu, then we're going to have to say something different. Then mayim hamuravim ad shumuravim kishveferes hanoid. Then you need the water on the inside to join, to merge, to connect with the water on the outside. Then there's a requirement of kishveferes hanoid. Good, fine. So again, all we've done is we've mentioned reason number one, case number one of the Mishnah, Rabbi Ila's pshat, Rava's pshat, and the nafkamina between the two. And then we've said hanimili, that Rava's concern will apply is if the outer keli is tahar, but if the outer keli is tamei, we have a migu. Says the Gemara, "Vahad Rava Udirib Ila Tanoihi." This is really the subject of Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya, we have a Tesefta, which says, "Salve Gagusne." So once again, you've got these big kalim where the peh is wide. "Salve Gagusne Shemilan Kalim Vitbilan Bein Lakodesh Bein Latruma Tahirim." So it's Mefurish over here in the Tanakama that this works. Even the Gavei Kodesh, because by Salon Gagusni there's no such chashash clearly going like Rava. Rava said the concern was because there might not be Kishveferes Hanoid. Rava said, but if it's very wide like a Salva Gagusni, it's okay. So you see the Tanakama, Rava's going like the Tanakama. Abishol Aimer, Litruma, Avalele Kodesh. When do we say that it's okay? Only if you're going to use the Kalim for Truma. But if you're going to use it for Kodesh, it's not good. Why is it not good? Because clearly we are concerned about Chatzitza. We're concerned about Chatzitza, which was Rabbi Ila's reasoning. Feel like a Rashi, V'hod Rabbi Ila the ukitayma mishim Chatzitza. V'salge v'gagusni nami kishar kelim doma. There's nothing special about the salve gagusni. V'amad ho kelim v'seche enim tohirim v'kodesh. Whereas v'rova, Doki time the masnis mishum iruv mikvois, v'abesalig agusni like lamechesh v'tayrin tanoi. So this machlekes Rabin and Rava is a machlekes tanoi. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, iachi. If so, and it's mavur in the mafarshim that this iachi means the following. If so, that the reason of the Mishnah is either like Rav Ila because of Chatzitza, or it's like Rava Gzera Shemiyatbil Bekli She'ein Bekishkeferes Hanoit. So if that's the Pshat, Iyachi Trumanami. So if there's a real concern, now let's just speak it out. According to Rav Ila, the concern is that if you're going to be Matzbil one Kali inside another Kali, so then there's a concern of chatzitza, a real genuine concern. So why are we make when it comes to truma? Why do we allow you to do this when it comes to truma? Ad kama, that there's a real concern. Or if you say, according to Rava, the concern is that once you allow this, you might come to be matbil in a keli with a narrow spout, and it's not going to have the shear of kishveferes hanoid. So again, why are we not concerned when you're matbil a keli b'sech keli legabi truma? That is the Gemara's Kasha. It's a little bit difficult for me to understand the Ihachi. We mentioned many times, Tesis in the beginning of Masechet Brachos taught us once and for all that every Ihachi in Shas is to be understood. If you would have said X, everything would be good. But now that you've said Y, Yetzhabech HaKasha. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What's Pshat? If so. So usually the Ihachi means that if you wouldn't have said that, it would have been good. So, I mean, what could we have said which we haven't said any other pshat other than Rabbi Ila and Rava to really justify the Yahachi. I didn't quite follow the logic of the Yahachi, but Akoponim, that seems to be the way the Gemara understands the Kasha, that according to Rabbi Ila and Rava, true and ambu. So why are you allowed to be matbil one keli inside of another keli? So Gemara says, very interesting. Laman kamrinin, who are we telling not to do this? Who are we advising and saying, don't be matbil kli b'sich kli? Laman kamrinin, to who are we speaking to? Chaveirim. We're speaking to Chaveirim. Chaveirim meida yadi. They'll be careful. They'll make sure. What does this mean, says Rashi, directly across? Laman kamrinin, Chaveirim. Lemianu ayrim hirazu, to who is this hira being presented to? Shalai yatbil klib zech kli l'chaver de'ilu amaretz li'asi kamon l'mishnah. They're not going to come and ask us. They don't know the Mishnah, and they're not going to ask the Shah in the first place. So hilkach l'truma lek l'meichesh. We're not so concerned when it comes to truma that maybe there's going to be a chatzitza, or maybe they're going to use one with a narrow spout. Da media yadia share of mikvois olinyan kvede shal klinami im kavadu magbiyoi. So if it's heavy, they will make allowance for that, and they'll make sure that it's wet underneath, or you know, they'll lift it up, they'll turn it, they'll spin it around, like you mentioned in the Mardechai, and so on. So there's no concern. There's no real concern. Frag the Gemara. So iachi kvedish nami. Well, if there's no concern, then allow me to use it. Allow the Chaveirim to do this, even for the sake of Kodesh. By the very same logic that the Mishnah is speaking to Chaveirim. Yachi Kodesh Nami. And that says the Gemara, Chazi Le'am Arez V'Azal Matbil. The concern is if we do this for the sake of Kodeshim, the Ami Arez will observe, and they'll end up going and doing the same thing. Like the Gemara, Trumanami Chazile Amaretz Vazlamatbo. Obviously, the exact same concern is with regards to Truma. So the Gemara says, you're right. But Loi Mekabalina Minayu. So what's the concern? The Amaretz will go and will be Matbo Kli B'Sech Kli for Truma. Okay. And then, so that means the Kalim will still be Tmeim. And then they will put their Truma inside. And then they will come with a nice baskets of truma to give to a kohen. And really, the truma is tamei, because the keli is tamei, and therefore the truma is tamei. That's the big concern. Then we should have the same concern by truma also. And that the Gemara says, Le mikabalina minayu. We're not so worried, because we will politely decline. We'll say, thank you so much, but you know, I don't eat grapes, and you know, maybe you can give your truma to someone else. Rashi says, "Le mekabelin and truma miam aretz." Ela b'shas agitis v'abadim shakol metarim eskelim al pi chachamim, and so on. So unless they bring it to us at a time when we know that everyone is metar their kelim, we'll just politely decline their truma, and therefore there's no concern. So frag the gemara bazai, kodesh nami le negabel minayu. So let's say the exact same thing regarding kodesh. And I don't know, let's say the Amaretz comes with a keli, which might have been in a kli b'sich kli type of matziv, with whatever he wants to eat, with a mincha, I don't know, whatever he's bringing. So kodesh nami, let's just not be mekabelet. Le mekabel minayu. And that the Gemara says, no, that you can't do. Havya le'eva. I mean, he's going to be angry with you. He's going to say, what is this business? You're not accepting my carbon, my kodshim, which I'd like to bring? So he's going to get angry with you. The Rebbeinu Hananel says three lines down in the wider lines, V'chi anan ein anu mi bnei Yisrael she'enchem maminim aysanu. When I'm coming to the Beis HaMikdash with my Kodesh, what, you don't believe me? Am I not a Yid? Says the Gemara, Shumanami avi le'eva. So why don't you say that there'll be the same level of hatred when it comes to Truma? On that we say no, that the Amaretz won't be angry. So he'll give it to another kohen who's an Amaretz. In other words, if a kohen who's a chaver says, I'm very sorry, but you know, I'm losing weight, I'm on a diet now, I'm avoiding grapes, thank you very much. Okay, so he's not going to be angry. He will go and he will give it to a kohen Amaretz chavrei. But when it comes to Kodshim, there's only one Beis HaMikdash. There's only one place in town. And there's only one where to go. And therefore, the Am Haaretz has nowhere else to bring his Kodshim. And if we refuse, then he's going to be angry, and that's going to cause problems. So, again, so one more time. Let's just get the Cheshbon one more time. So we said that if the reason of the Mishnah, Marka de Islay, be it because of Chatzitza, be it because of Shemayatbil in Kegelim, which are narrow, it's a real concern, it's a real Hashash. So why do we allow you to be Matbil, Klebisir, Klefetruma? So we said because, anyway, this is only for Chaverim. And the Chaverim know, and they will make allowance, they will ensure that things are done properly. So he said, if so, then the same should apply by Kodesh, allowing to be Matbil, Klebisir, Kle, for Kodesh. And that we said the concern is that Ami Aretz will see us, and they will end up doing the same thing. And we don't have a choice not to accept their Kodesh, because there will be Eva. And therefore we just say, when it comes to Kodesh, you can't do it. Full stop. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Dechayish LeEva. Who is the Tana who makes dinim to facilitate and to prevent, to facilitate good relations and to prevent Eva between the Am Haaretz and the Chaverim? Man Tana Dechayish LeEva. Rabbi Yosi, it's going like Rabbi Yosi. Tanya Rabbi Yezi min b'nei ma hakol ne'mon al altaris yayin v'shemen kol yimei sashana. What is the reason why we say that the Amei Aretz are believed? Rashi says lekabel mi'adam yayin l'nesachim v'shemen l'menachis. We're able to accept the yayin and the shemen and so on. Why do we say this? Kedesh l'yehi kol echad v'echad haylechu b'yne b'ma la'atzmai v'seirev paraduma la'atzmai. Because if we don't do this, what are the other options? The Am Haaretz is going to come with his gift, and he's going to say, look, I brought in Nesachim. We're going to say, good try, I'm really sorry, you know, go sit and learn for 5 years and then come back. We don't trust you, you're an Am Haaretz, and we assume this is Tommy. The guy's going to say, okay, thank you very much. He's going to go and he's going to build his own bomber, the Shas Isser Bommies, and he's going to be macked over there, and that's going to cause major issues. So at times, we have to be a little bit more inclusive, and therefore we have to kind of believe whenever it's possible for fear of the repercussions of not believing them. Amar Papa, Kaman Mekablinin Ha'idna Sadus Miyama Aretz. According to which opinion are we Mekabal Edus nowadays from Ami Ha'aretz? Yeah, come on, Rabbi Yosi. It's going like Rabbi Yosi. Rashi says, "De'ilu l'rabbanan lein mekablinan k'darma v'pesachim." According to the Rabbanan, we do not accept edus from them, because we simply don't trust them. Fine. Frag the Gemara a new question. V'neichush l'sheila. So to Rashi, v'neichush l'sheila. First wide line. Loy nitbal kli b'sich kli, even for truma. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to be matbal kli b'sich kli for truma. Because, as we said, we're not so concerned. Because what's the concern? That the Ami Haaretz will watch us, and they'll do the same thing, and so they will try and present us with a keli, with truma inside, and maybe everything is tummy. We will just politely decline. So there's no calamity, there's no hashash, kilko, which will come out from this. Says, well, it's not true. There is a potential kilkel in that we borrow the kalim of Ami Haaretz. Again, says Rashi, v'neichus l'sheila, lein nitbal kli b'sich kli l'truma, til mechazi Ami Haaretz v'avidachi, v'anu shoyalin es kelein, v'misham shemen, we're going to borrow their kalim, we're going to use their kalim, their kalim ritzmeim. So even the Gabi Truma, we shouldn't allow this for fear that we will end up borrowing Kalim of Ami Haaretz where they were terrible them Klevisichli. So we're going to bring a proof. We're going to bring a Mishnah and a Mishnah in Edius, and you know through the exchange of Beishame Beishilo, it's going to be Mavur that it was common to borrow Kalim from Ami Haaretz. Let's see, this nan Klicheres matzal ala kol divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say, if you've got a Klicheres and it is positioned in a place where it's able to stop and prevent the tumor from spreading, so the Klicheres is matzal. If you look at Rashi, we use two pshatim, second line down in the wide lines, Klicheres matzal ala kol imuk of tzamid pasal by olameis. You have an olameis, you have a Klicheres, and it is sealed, so the contents inside are tahar. That's one shot. Inami hameis bebayis, v'tahar is ba'aliyah. V'aruba psucha min abayis la'aliyah, v'hishivu klicheres bepischa. So you have a bayis min aliyah, you have a ground floor, you have an attic, and there's a maze down below, and there's tahar up above, and in the skylight, you place a klicheres. The klicheres chitzus b'mei atuma. Deinu matami migaboy. We know that klicheres is not mekabel tuma from the outside, only on the inside. Umatzil al kol mashu ba'aliyah. And this way, it's able to be matzil the tyrus and the aliyah from becoming tame. That is the shita of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai got a very interesting shita. Beis Shammai say, Eine matzil al ha'eichlin v'al ha'mashkin. So Beis Shammai say, "Eina matzel ella al oichlam al hamashkin al klicheres." It's only matzel on certain things. It's going to be matzel the food and drink. It's going to be matzel other klicheres, but metal kalim, it's going to be tummy. So in other words, Beis Shammai seemed to say that really this klicheres is not strong enough, is not powerful enough to stop the tumor spreading. Haraya, if there's metal kalim, they're all going to become tummy. But if it's going to be klicheres, where there's no tahara in the mikvah, or if it's food and drink, where there's no tahara in the mikvah, so that it will be matzel. So kind of the question in Beis Shammai is, will it be manav shach? If it's matzel, it's matzel. If it's not matzel, it's not matzel. So amulem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, mipnei ma. Like, why are you saying this? So amru, or amru lehem Beis Shammai, Mipnei shehu tamei al gabi ama aretz. It is tamei. It already, the klicheres already became tamei when the ama aretz touched it. And therefore, the ein kli tamei chaitzitz. And therefore, being that it's a kli tamei, it doesn't really have the ability to stop the tumor from spreading. And that's the reason why all the metal kalim are going to be tamei. So Amalem Beis Hillel, fine, but V'halei Tihartim Oichlin U'mashkin Shebesoichai, but you said that the food and drink is okay. So Mimonfshach, if you're telling me that the Klicheres became Tomei in the hands of the Amaretz, and a Tomei Klicheres does not have the ability to stop the spread of tumor, so why would you be Mitar the food and drink? Amalem Beis Shammai Kishe Tiharnu Oichlin U'mashkin Shebesoichai. We were only mitahar the food and drink which is inside the kalim, because they're going to be the ones using it, they're going to be the ones eating it. So Rashi says, "La'atzmeitiharnu, who yoichlam?" Meaning the Amaretz is going to be the one eating it. Shari chaverim b'deilamen umimagan. The chaver is not going to come anywhere near the food of the Amaretz. Ubalav haki machalitami. So we said it's tahar for them. Avol nitar esakeli shutarase lecha viloy. But should we go ahead and should we be mitar the kalim which it's going to be used for both them and for us? And the Mishnah is over there. It ends off by saying Chazer Beis Hillel lahiris kedibrei Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel accepted the reason of Beis Shammai. So, number one, just the Sama, the Ha'arim Pshat, which I saw subsequent in the Mishnah Achreina, in the Mishnah Kalim, Tes Beis asks, it's quite a strange thing. When you think about this, Beis Shammai have a Shita. Shita's Beis Shammai is if you have a Kli Tami, but it became Tami because the Amaretz touched it. So that now, if it's placed in a skylight, it doesn't have the ability to stop the tumor from spreading. Therefore, Beis Shammai say, all the metal Kalim up above, it's going to be Tami. Oh, but if you have klicheres, or food and drink, it's tahar. Why? Because, well, anyway, it's only the Amei Ha'aretz who are going to be eating and drinking, not us. So, because they're the only ones eating and drinking, we're allowed to say it's Tahor. I mean, you know, are you allowed to give a psak, which isn't actually correct? I mean, you, Beis Shammai, hold it, it's Tamei. So it's kind of interesting that they're actually somehow articulating and they're publicizing, they're saying, oh, the food and drink is Tahor. It's not Tahor, Beis Shammai. You told me that a Kli Cheres, which became Tamei by Nam Aretz, is not able to stop the spread of Tumah. So why would you say, oh, well, it's just for them. Okay, so maybe you don't say anything, but why say it's Tahor? So we'll have to come back to this. I'll go upon him. Why do we bring this Mishnah in Evyas? We brought this Mishnah to show that you see that we use Kalim, we borrow Kalim of Ami Aretz. So again, we're holding by our question. We're holding by our question. Our Mishnah said, Chayim v'kodesh mi v'truma, you can't be matkal kli b'sich kli. Why can you not be matkal kli b'sich kli? We had Rabba's reason and we had Rabbi Ila's reason. And we said, anyway, the Mishnah is really speaking to Chaverim. The Chaverim will be careful. They'll make sure there won't be a Chatzitza. They'll make sure that your Matzbil in the Kli, which has got a big opening, so there's no concern of a narrow opening less than Shwifer Esanoid, and therefore it's no problem. The Amirats will watch us, and they'll do the same thing, and there might be a problem. We won't accept their Truma. Frag the Gemara, okay, fine, but we borrow their Kalim. And therefore, there still is this concern that maybe they will give us a keli, which was dipped kli b'sich kli, and therefore it's tamei. And after all, we see in this Mishnah in Edyus that it's common for us to borrow kalim. That is that. So we're still kind of in the middle of this discussion, this story. The Gemara just brings a little postscript. Vitanya. I'm embarrassed by your shita b'shamay. Efshar isha loshav areva. Is it possible? Imagine, if you will, a woman needs in a bowl. Isha areva tmein. So we're going to say the woman and the bowl are tmein. Tmein shiva. Ubatzik tahar. Rashi says the case is that, you know, a woman needs dough in this attic where there was tumah down below and taras up above, and therefore we're going to say the woman is tmeah. But we're going to say the woman is tmeah, the metal arev is tmeah, but the botzik is tar. Or lugin mali mashkin, lugin tamei tumah shiva, or mashkin tahirin. It doesn't make sense, yoshita beishamai. I thought it's very interesting to note this lashon of Boishni midivreichem. I'm embarrassed by your words. I mean, Rabbi Shua was a Talmud of Beis Hillel, not a Beis Shammai. Rabbi Shua was not a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Why would you be embarrassed of your Bar Plugta's words? The answer is because it's Divrei Torah, and I have to take acharias for Divrei Torah which is said. And certainly, if it's said b'shem a reputable source, it's Divrei Torah. How can the Gedol Yisrael say something which doesn't make any sense? Not enough that I disagree with it. It's an embarrassment for me because I am mizdahe with Divrei Torah, and you're saying something which is just absolutely, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I'm embarrassed by your words. So Rabbi Shua said this in quite a strong way. So nitpolei tamidach mitamidei Beis Shammai. So one of the Talmidei Beis Shammai came over to Rabbi Shua and said, Amar loy, emar oymer lecha tamon shel Beis Shammai? Are you okay if I tell you the pshat in Beis Shammai? Amar loy, emar, zog. Amar loy, kli tamei chaitzitz eina chaitzitz. Is the kli tamei chaitzitz or not? Amar loy, eina chaitzitz. Kli shalam aretz, tamei etar. How do we treat the kalim of Ami Haaretz? Tami Atar. Amalei Tami. So said one of the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, the im ata Amalei Tami, if you're going to categorically be Matama all of his kalim, kluma mashkiach alecha, as he says, lefikach tiru loy Beis Shammai echlin amashkim v'kli cheres, shein le tahar el ashvirasim. If you're going to go ahead and answer it, he simply will not listen to you. Meaning at least a little bit of a hatzala porta. If we categorically say, you guys are a bunch of amaratzim, everything which you touch is tamei. Your food, your drink, your klicheres, your klishetef, it's all tamei, all of it. The Amarats will say, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing. I've got a Judaism which is a little bit more inclusive, and I'm going to do my own thing. Said Beis Shammai, and it's quite interesting that Beis Shammai are the ones who are doing this, not Beis Hillel. So said the Talmud of Beis Shammai to Rabbi Yeshua, but we can't have that. We simply can't have that. It's also going to make arguments. He's going to say, mine is Tar, yours is Tommy, and so on. And therefore Beis Shammai said, you know what? We have to make a little bit of a hatsala over here. Let's at least try and save the kli shetef, the metal kalim, and get them to be tovelit. And that's why we said what we said, and so on. So Rabbi Yeshua was taken aback by the explanation of the Talmud of Beis Shammai, Miyad. Halach Rabbi Yeshua v'nishtatech al kivri Beis Shammai. He went and prostrated himself on the kvarim, plural, of the Beis Shammai. Amen. And he was Mavakish Machila. And he said, if even the cryptic statements which you make so much sense, the ones where there's a little bit more explanation, is there a tremendous depth in those statements? So they say that Rabbi Yeshua fasted so many times in order to make amends for the statement which he made about Beis Shammai. So this is all this entire story was brought to teach us that we see that it was common to borrow kalim. We'll come back to a couple of points in this story, but let's just finish first. Ketani Mias. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, we need to be a bit more makel when it comes to kalim, because we use the kalim also. So you see that we borrow the kalim. You see we borrow them, so therefore why do we allow to be matbil kli b'seich kli when it comes to truma? He told me we're not concerned because we won't be mekabel their truma. Fine, but we will be mekabel their kalim because we borrow their kalim. So says the Gemara, ki shalina minayu matbalin lo. No, it's not such a problem, because whenever we borrow their kalim, we will first put in the mikra. Like the Gemara Yehaki, nahadlu beisil beis shamai, ki shalina minayu matbalin lo. So why did Beis Hillel give that answer to Beis Shammai? That seems to be like a nice answer. So why did they give that answer? So it says, because there's certain kalim where it's going to be problematic. Tell me Meis, somebody has all, Gimel V'Zayim. Because if it's certain kalim which became Tommy with Tommy Meis, and there you have to go through a whole 7-day purification process. People don't lend out for such a long period of time, and therefore there can be times when this will not necessarily work. Al-Kopanim, that was the question and the answer with regards to She'ela. And is it true that they're not believed? Rashi says, about 6-7 lines down, to Armoris, Hashoyel Mimenu Tzarfahatpil. He said, if someone borrows a keli from an Amaretz, and he says, it's tar, we don't believe him, and we have to immerse it. We have another Tisept in Tyrus. That says that Amaretz are believed on the Tahara of Tmeimes. So you see, they are believed. When it comes to his own goof, he's believed. when it comes to his kelim, then he's not believed. Rav Amar Idi Veidi BeKelav. Really, you can say both cases are speaking about kelim. The Kasha Hada Amar Ma'olam Lehit Balti Kli B'Sech Kli. If the Amar says, I never ever immersed one kli inside of another one, then he's believed. V'Hada Amar Hit Balti Avalei Hit Balti B'Kli Shein B'Piv Kishu Feres Hanoit. But if he says, yeah, I regularly or not spill kli b'seh kli, but I am careful to make sure that the spout is wide. And once it comes to him mentioning the specifics, then we don't believe him. In Latanya, we have a riot to this. It says, Nemanam arit lemer peiris lehokshu. To say that the fruit never became wet, he's believed. Avaleinanaman lemer peiris hokshu, avale nitmu. They became wet, but once they were wet, they didn't become tame. Now, once we get into the more of the details, then he's not believed. Fragdi Gemar Bagufa Mi Mehemin, you said he's believed when it comes to his body to say that he went to the mikvah. Katanya, Chavar Shebala Hazeis, if a Chavar comes to do Hazar, meaning he became Tamei Meis, and he needs Hazar, scheme of a Zion, so Chavar Shebala Hazeis, Mazanlov Miyad. So you can be Mazah on him immediately. It can be maz on him immediately, meaning if this is day three. Amarit shabala hazis ein maz in love ad shiastenu b'faneinu shlishi v'shvi. We can't assume he's counted anything at all, so he's not necessarily believed, even when it comes to things which have to do with tumas gufay. If you just look at the Rashi, chavar shabala hazis v'omar roi lekabel hazis rishena shekvar avru gimel yamim l'tumasay. He says, yes, you can sprinkle on me, because today is my third day. We don't believe him. Please, even when it comes to Inyani Goof, he's not believed. Says the Gemara, Ella. Some take out the word Ella. Amr Abaye, Mitzir, Chaymer, Shechmar to Olav B'Tchilasei, Hikal to Olav B'Seifrei. Because of the Chumrah, which were Machmer on him at the beginning, that we don't necessarily believe him to say that he's done two or three days and now he's Roy. So because of that, so then we have a little bit more room to be makel lebesef. And she says, because of that, and he realizes how strict we're being, because this is serious business, he knows, I better be careful, otherwise I'm going to have to go through this whole process again, and therefore he's going to be that much more careful. Okay, good. So that was the end of the first Chaymer Bakaydash. So, number one, to summarize, and then to mention a couple of points. We said there's a din that you're not allowed to be mad for Kli B'Sef Kli when it comes to using it for Kodshim, whereas in Gabli Truma it's Mutter. Rabila said the reason is because of Chatzitza. Rava said the reason is because of Gzeirish and the Yashpil. And the cliche in the fifth Kishvi Peres Hanoid, and his lack of Chibor. And then after Mina will be Sal and Gargusni, and so on. Ligamar Kasha, if so, if there's real Chashashis, real concerns, so why do we allow this when it comes to you being Matil Kli B'Sech Kli L'Gabi Truma? We said because there's little concern, because if the Amaretz watches us, observes us, and tries to present us with Truma, we will simply decline. We'll decline, says the Gemara, but what about the Kalim? Isn't there a problem with the Kalim? After we see that we borrow the Kalim, and that we said, we will be mouthful of the Kalim. So a couple of points. Number one, there is an interesting Orchis Tzadikim over here. The Orchis Tzadikim says, it's in the 26th Shar, in Shar Tshuva, and he says that if a person has done an Aveira, so Yekabal Olav Litzar V'Las is Tzar La'atzmi. He should be Mitzar himself, whatever he needs to do. He quotes the Rekeach, and so on. And he says, V'chim Matzina B'Talmud, Shoyu Regilim B'Tainis Afilu Al Chit Kal Ma'oid. You see, in Chazal, they would fast even for relatively small Averis. Afilu B'Dibu Ba'alma. Just bringing this as an example of how careful one needs to be even for what appears to be an avira kala, one would fast and so on. There's an interesting shayla quoted in the Shas and Shuvas Halachas Katanis about the merit of fasting consecutive days. In other words, it's one thing to fast during the day and eat at night, but fasting consecutive days, which some of the Mekubalim say that if you fast 2 days consecutively, it's considered to be as if you fasted X amount, 26 days, 27 days, 40 days, and so on. What is the merit? Is this something which one should or should not do? And he says, you shouldn't do it. And he says, I've got a raya. Because Bizman that there'd be Mekadosh al pi re'iya, and there was real reason to fast for 2 days in Yom Kippur, because of the Sveika de Yomo, they didn't do it because of the Sakana. So you see that you're not supposed to do it. He says, what about the Gemara Chagiga on Daf Chav Beis with Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Yomav, his teeth were black, and so on. He says, that was not consecutive fast days, that was fasting during the day and eating at night, and so on. And he says, Madach, when it comes to a potential Shail of Karis, you see there are Mekel, because of potential sakana. Psychology again, when it comes to other things, one should not do so. And the Chassam Sefer also questions the bechlal, the validity of fasting consecutive days. He says you don't find this in the Rishonim, and therefore we shouldn't necessarily go with it. I don't know. I don't know what any of this means, but he quotes from the Mezrich Magid, if a person fasts on the 8th of Tishrei, and then umafsikim lefanav, havi ketainis hafsaka shel arba yomim ha'oyle ke'elef u'shmeinim taniyos. I guess he's fasting on the 8th day, he's eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and he's fasting on Yom Kippur. Some of that is considered to be a particularly powerful combination. There's another interesting din which is relevant to this sugya, and that is about asking mechila from someone who's already been nifter. Someone already has died and passed on. There is a Ramah in Cheshon Mishpat in Tav Chaf in Sif Lamed Ches who says if a person speaks badly about the deceased, Tzarech Lekabelav Taniyos Utshuva V'Oinesh Mamen Kefi Roz Bezdin, and if they're buried nearby, we need to go and be mevakish mechila. If they are far away, you should send a shliach. There's a Magen Avraham in Tafresh Vav, who quotes a Knesset Gedola, who says, "Ein sarech leilech al kivrei levakish mechila." Only if you mock them during their lifetime. But if you are mecharev them once they've already passed away, you don't need to go to their kever, but you can just rather ask mechila from where you are, and so on. So he quotes over here that the Baal Tosa Shabbos asks on the Magen Avraham, he says, no, what, it seems to be not like this Ramah, and so on. He quotes the Chidah in Pesach Inai, who asks on the Magen Avraham from our Gemara, because the Gemara says that Rav Yeshua went, and he went to the place where the Talmid of Isham and Bissol were buried in order to ask Mechila, and so on. And according to the Magen Avraham, you don't need to do that. You don't need to go all the way. So the Chidah says, we'll have to say that Rabbi Yeshua spoke badly or said this statement about the Talmid of Yeshama whilst they were still alive. But others disagree, and they say that this whole din is coming to prove that if you speak badly about someone, la'achar misasam, that you still need to ask tshuva and ask for mechila, and so on. So there's an interesting discussion, but it's very much based on the sugya as to exactly what happened over here, to what extent one needs to ask mechila if a person speaks badly about someone like misas. Let's just see another minute or two. We said the second case in the Mishnah. We said acharayim v'teyichu beis ha-tzvita b'truma avalei b'kodesh. We said if you have a keli which has got several components, and each component, in theory, could be used by itself. So therefore, with regards to truma, okay, this keli which is used for truma, we say if component one became tamei, Component 2 is not automatically tamei, and component 3 it's considered to be a separate kelim. That is with regards to truma, not legabi kodesh. So mayach harayim v'toych. What is this referring to? If it is non klishin it machayrav b'mashkin. If we're discussing it became tamei with a tuma derabbanan, because mashkin tmeim is only metame keli midrabbanan. Why is it metame midrabbanan? Because it made gzera otu mashke hazov. The spittle, the urine, the meraglaim, all these things of azov is metame diraisis. Therefore, they were metame mashkin midrabbanan. So if you have a kli and it only became tame in the tzim midrabbanan, kli shenitmach acharav b'mashkin, so we say acharav tmein, teichai eignai oznev yadav tairin. The inside, the rim, the handle, are tahar. Whereas if the inside of it became tamei, then the whole thing is tamei. We said the base at svita, my base at svita, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel, makim shet seiftei. It's a place where you hold it. Rashi says she'eches bayu meishita lacherem, you handle it to others. Chenoim Rabbi Yitzpat lakali, he presented her with toasted corn. Rabbasim Rabbi Yehuda makim shenikia das tzevin. Rashi says tzevin matbilin eichlin b'chardol, they dip their food in like a little tray of mustard or in vinegar. There's like a little compartment, it's like another little compartment. Tener bibi kameder of Nachman kalakeda main lehem acharayim v'teich echad kodesh echad kodshi amigdash echad kodshi agvul. Maybe we'll start from this crisis tomorrow so we don't rush it. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow. It's a shame.